Well, we're reasonably happy with how things are. I mean, of our panel of 36, well, 33 of them were in contention for places, and I suppose the outstanding ones is Ronan McNamee and Joe McMahon and Kevin Gallagher. The only three people who would be sort of unavailable through injury, or Joe's recovering from a long-term thing, but he's almost there too, so it's just promising as the season goes on he should be available too. So as good as it could be with that number of players at your disposal, yeah.
Yeah, and looking at the selection, the team name last night, quite a new-look team, say, from last year. What, was only seven survivors, eight new faces from the side that lost the All-Ireland semi-final to Mayo, so obviously big changes.
Yeah, there are changes, but I mean, if you really look in depth at the squad, most of those players were there last year, maybe just didn't make championship appearances. So they're into their second year now of progression through the ranks. And so while it may be new, I suppose, on the starting team sheet, a number of them, they still have quite a bit of experience and gained some experience during the National League as well. So I'd be happy enough that they're well capable of dealing with what comes their way. Yeah,
yeah, because that was the one thing I was coming to next, actually, was you had a very positive league campaign in Division 1, some very good results, maybe one or two disappointing ones as well. But, you know, retained your status, no bother at all. And the one thing you did this spring, which you couldn't be accused of, is not giving everybody a chance, tried out a lot of players.
Yeah, well, that's true. We did get a lot of players game time in the league, and that was Division 1 standard, which is always good for them. As you say, the league wasn't too bad. I suppose we were disappointed the way it ended, in that we were 30 seconds away from a place in the semi-final and sort of allowed it to be snatched from ourselves. And the other very disappointing, obviously, was the game in Killarney when, you know, we collapsed with 20 minutes to go and got the best hiding we got in the years that I've been there. So they are very disappointing moments within the league. But overall, as you say, retaining our status, giving a lot of new players game time, and being within 30 seconds of the semi-final, well, it wasn't too bad.
Mm. And a new style of play, I suppose, is a more open style, a more attacking style of play.
You do need a certain amount of scores to win big games, and therefore you need to be very much more aware of your offensive side of your game. And that has to do with maybe younger players as well, who have the energy to go for 70 minutes at high intensity, you know. And, you know, the people who had been keeping our team together for the last 10, 11 years gradually have been, you know, moving out of the first team choices, and some of them have gone, obviously many of them have gone altogether. So there is a big transition within the squad, I'd say, over the last two and a half years now, I suppose. We're into the third season. There may be as many as 20 new faces in our squad, you know. So that is a big turnover of players, and you know, they need time to bed in, and I suppose we need time to discover who has got the real capacity to deal with championship football, and that experiment continues to go on.
Hmm. I suppose, in fairness as well, I think, I'm not sure it was by coincidence or by the fact that the black card was introduced, you know, we did see more high scoring games, defenders under a lot more pressure, maybe easier for forwards.
Yeah, well, I think that is true, that there is a degree of apprehension amongst defenders as to exactly what they can or cannot do. And I suppose they're very wary of the interpretation that referees may have of the so-called black card rule. And I would say they've seen some things happen in the games to date which makes it that little bit more confusion for them. But, you know, if there was a degree of consistency and you knew exactly what black cards were for and what they weren't for, then I think maybe we will see more defenders being able to commit more to tackles, which I suppose they're a bit afraid to do in the early phases of this. Mm. But I think over the championship, hopefully that will all level out and people will get to see what exactly, I think they have a fair idea of exactly what they can't do, the outright black card, unequivocal. But there's maybe a grey area where they're not 100% sure, and I suppose if we could tidy up that part of it, they'll be fair enough, then they'll be happy enough to live with that.
Election, as you mentioned earlier, while there's quite a lot of changes, there's only two men making their championship debuts, Danny McBride and Kyle Coney, and they're no strangers. They have plenty of football behind them.
Well, that's true. You know, I mean, you can look at these things in many ways. Are people making their start, or have they had any time in championship football, or have they played Ulster championship as opposed to qualifying championship? But as you've just rightly said there, there's only two men probably who haven't, you know, have the direct championship experience, although they've played in serious matches, I suppose, over the last couple of years as well. So, no, we wouldn't be too concerned about the fact that they haven't actually got the experience and any kind of relative to the people who went before them. But those boys had to start out somewhere too to build their championship experience. So, you know, this is the start maybe of a new era for a number of players.
Looking at the selection, I suppose, Danny McBride at fullback, Conor Clark at midfield, Matty Donnelly at centre-half back, and Sean Cavan at centre-half forward. They're the more striking, shall we say, features of the selection, or maybe even the ones that we've talked most about.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have a lot of versatile players within our team, and you know, we have been looking at them since the league finished, and we've had a lot of in-house games, and we have, you know, tried to come up with a formula that I think suits the personnel we have best at this moment in time, and going by current form. And you know, that's the conclusion we've come to at the end of this period of our preparation. And if it's successful, then I no doubt that we'll look at things again. And if it's unsuccessful, we'll definitely have to look at things again. Yeah. And you know, it's always about moulding the team into the best formula that you think is there and available to you. It's not easy, and there's a degree of gamble always in that. But you have to gamble. You have to have a hunch of decisions you think might work and go for them. Mm. And when they work, you're deemed to be wonderful and brilliant. And when they don't, you're deemed to be something very far removed from that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't bother me. You know, we do it in good faith, and we do it with the best information that we have at our disposal.
In light of the league campaign, and I suppose conceding high scores on a number of games, and maybe been a little bit more open, and maybe been... people have been a little more critical of Tyrone defensively. Has there been a temptation to maybe to return to the more tried and trusted blanket type defence?
No, well, you know, we were much accused of blanket defending when we weren't doing anything like that at all. So, you know, we're not really moving far away from what we always believed in. You know, we never were a team that were dependent upon this so-called blanket defence. We defended when we had to, and we attacked as much as that. And, you know, I don't think there's a wild change in what we're doing at all. You know, we have been playing this kind of game now for the last 10 or 11 years, and I don't think it'll be any different. We need to defend when we haven't got the ball. We need to attack when we have it. But as far as, you know, the perception that's often put out there, because certain people say something so often, people believe that it's actually true, instead of challenging them to give us the evidence. So hopefully maybe somebody will...
Down your opponents on Sunday, what do you make of them?
Oh, well, it's typical Down. You know, they're not fazed by coming to Omagh, and they're saying that quite openly, and they don't care that they've been playing in a different division. They don't care that, you know, how their league form was. They see themselves as a team that has got great tradition in the championship, and that's the vibes and the sound bites that are coming from, and I don't expect anything different. And they've proven that. They've come to Omagh in the last decade a couple of times, and certainly took us back to Newry in 2008 and beat us on a replay up there. So they certainly believe that they have the championship pedigree, and they're not in any way overawed by coming to Omagh to play Tyrone. So that means that they've got a confident side coming there, and that they've shown last year in the championship that they can handle all sorts of teams. Like, they were very good against Donegal in particular, and I suppose on another day we're within an ace of beating them. And maybe he could have been in the final last year as well, you know, as well as being in the final the year they did meet Donegal.
Yeah, and finally, before we let you go, Mickey, looking ahead, any late injury worries, any late concerns?
No, we're happy enough that that the players we've picked are ready to go, and they'd be... I'd be confident that I'm hoping nothing happens to them between now and Sunday, but you never know. People can often get injuries walking down the street or stepping off a footpad, but there's nothing to concern us at the moment anyway.
4 years, I think, since your last one, Ulster. If you're going to do it this year, you're going to have to do it from the long way around, preliminary round?
Yeah, it's a tall order to win Ulster any year, and it's more than that when you're coming from the preliminary round. And probably more than that when you see the route that the winners of our game will have to take. But that's the hand we've been dealt. And, you know, if we want to win an Ulster title, you know what's required to do it. So either we'll be good enough or we'll not. And we'll know the first answer to that question after Sunday.